A good Erev Shabbos to everyone. Welcome back to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. It's another beautiful Erev Shabbos as we get ready to welcome the Holy Shabbos Queen to put on our Pnei Shabbos, our own Shabbos faces. I want to thank our generous sponsors for Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, men in support of Fishman, the Schuss for Chai Rav Kabasi, for a fertile memory of Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, of Yaakov Zibid David Arya. Today's Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, sponsored by Yael and Joshua Geller, a refuah of successful surgery, Esther Tila Basari Otsipora, a complete refuah of Leah, Minchi Basracha, Mishi Bizokhan, to see her granddaughter walk down the aisle with much love, Rebecca and Tina. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, here comes Shabbos. So let us begin. Here is the siren. There it is. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. This week we're going to take a look at a piece from Rav Avram Shor. Such a beautiful idea connected to our Parsha. But even if you're not listening to this Parsha's Mishpatim, it is such a beautiful idea. Listen carefully nonetheless. Pasuk tells us, Grach Shivto Yitain V'rapo Yirape. What happens? You damage someone, you hurt someone, you injure someone. You have to give them five things, and one of them is Shivto Yitain Sheves. A person has to take off from work. You damaged, you injured, you harmed them. They can't go to work. They lost that salary. They lost that compensation. You have to pay them for it nonetheless. So, Shevis, calculate how much they normally get paid, and that's what you have to pay. It says in the Sefer Tifer Shlomo, Shlomo Radimsk, Hanira Larami is Godel Malas Yom HaShavis Kodesh Shirut Sinur Kol HaShpoz V'Tovas HaKlulim B'Guf V'Nefesh. If a person understands Rak Shivto Yitain, don't read it Shivto. Don't read it Sheves, what you normally get paid. Don't read it the fact that you're still and you're silent and you're not working, but rather read it Shabbos. Shivto Yitain, Shabbato Yitain. Give someone Shabbos. V'umarape l'chola inyanim. Shabbos has incredible healing powers. Shabbos is medicinal. My kids make fun of me. Every time my wife serves chicken soup Friday night, I say, this isn't chicken soup. It's medicine. Shabbos has medicinal powers. Shabbos has healing, therapeutic, restorative ability and energy and power. As we say, Shomer Shabbos Mechallah, Afilo Ovid Ovid Zara Macholo, even a person who is distracted, even the person who's idolatrous is forgiven. Pasuk says, Uvishvis Yetzei Lechavshi Chinam, in the seventh year that Eved Ivri goes free. Bishvis is Remez Bo'osio Shabbos. In the word Bishvius are the letters of Shabbos. Shvius means the seventh. In the seventh day we go free. For 6 days we're slaves. 6 days we're slaves to our job. We're slaves to our to-do. We're slaves to our technology. 6 days a week we're slaves to conquering the world. And the seventh, like that Eved Ivri, we go free. And when we go free, when we are liberated, it's restorative, it's energizing. We become alive. So the person who's been injured or harmed, the person who's hurting, Shivto Yitain, Hashem gave a Shabbos, V'rapo yirape. It has that ability to heal us and to make us well, to restore us and to energize us. Person injures or harms another, you have to pay five things. V'echa mehem sheves osyo shabbos. Remez b'zeh b'chov b'chaver gamken b'bezin yonim. If you hurt or harm someone, you have to pay the damages and you have to pay the time that they were off from work and you have to pay all the five things. Boshes, repoy, embarrassment, shame, so on. Gam remez binyane ha-nefesh. Bechova b'chaveru b'begam ha-nefesh. It also means if a person was embarrassed, ashamed, if a person is broken in their faith or their confidence, if a person is insecure, if a person is hurting from whatever the world has done. Chol inyanim eile ikar hu l'espala la b'yom Shabbos Kodesh. Where do we heal? Where's our comeback? When are we energized? When can we become whole? When we connect to Shabbos. Tachlis harafua shivto yitain v'rapo yirape. Give a Jew Shabbos v'rapo yirape and it can heal. It's an escape, it's a window, it's a place of refuge. It is a 25 hours where our problems go up on a shelf and they'll come back after Avdallah. But for 25 hours, we're royalty. For 25 hours, we're a king. For 25 hours, we disconnect and we turn off. For 25 hours, we have peace and serenity, and that is healing. That is healing, and it's restorative. So what do we mean, says Rav Avram Shor? Rak Shivto Yitain. Im Rak Shivto Yitain Afilim Kol HaShavua In Lo Zman Lul Motor Karoi. What it means is if all week long we don't have time to nurture and nourish our soul. All week long we neglect our soul. All week long we don't set aside the time that's adequate to daven slowly and carefully and cling to Hashem. All week long we're not invested in learning to our full capability. Yet, Rak shivto yitain, rak, only, all we have is Shabbos, still, rapo yirape. V'lasas amut Allah b'shar n'yanam shal avodas Hashem k'roya v'alim, rak shivto yitain, al koponim yitain es ha-Shabbos, b'yicholos ha-Shabbos l'chud l'havi refu l'adam. Shabbos alone can bring a healing. In Mishamro k'roy, if we observe it, if we keep it properly. B'zmir shalel Shabbos, we say, in kol mekadish, ish amachaneyu, a person has to observe Shabbos according to his or her level. We have to understand it, invest in it, marinate in it, extract from it according to where we're at. Shivto, Hashabbos Shalo, Shivto, Shabbos Shalo, your Shabbos, Lefi Dargasa Uma Amado. Who are you? How much do you understand? Where are you in the world? This Shabbos is different than last Shabbos, is different than next Shabbos. Where are we and what's happening in our life? Where are we, what's happening in the world? Where are we in our personal, mental, physical, spiritual, emotional health? Each one of us has our own Shabbos. Shivto, Shabbat Shalom, our Shabbos, Rapo Yirape. When we lean in and when we embrace and when we are enriched and when we are uplifted from our Shabbos, it's healing. Shabbos is not a burden. Shabbos is not restrictive or constrictive. Shabbos is healing. Rapo Yirape. Catch up on the sleep that you missed. Catch up on the learning that you craved. Catch up on the conversations you were distracted from. Catch up on eating slowly and mindfully. Catch up on Shabbos, Virapo, Yirape. It's able to be healing and restorative. It brings back and brings us back. Shabbos with tefillah in be'emes mu'uchadim. Shabbos and davening go together. Ikar kovach ha'tefillah b'Shabbos kodesh. Kolosham ha'tefer shloma anal. Tiferes Shlomo says, "Akol yanim eila ikar l'spala labiyam Shabbos kodesh tachlas harafua." What is the most healing is that we have longer davening. Let yourself go in lechadodu. Don't look at the clock and don't listen to the person next to you's clap or their voice. Close your eyes and sing. Zmiros at the table. Zmiros of shalashiris. Belt out a kayach sof. Speak about lekavet Shabbos kodesh. Daven. Sing. That is so healing. It's so restorative. It so centers and grounds and recalibrates. It is the compass that enables us to navigate. Rak shivto yiten kasher yispala lo b'yom HaShabbos, az rapo yirape. The Chazal learned v'daber davar, a pasuk in Yeshayah, shel yadibur chash HaShabbos k'dibur shel chochol. The way we speak on Shabbos has to be different than the way we speak during the weekday. Rav Tzadok HaKohen says, lo koi rak al shmiras hadibur midvarim shel chol. Rak koi al hadiburim shel Shabbos. Shel Shabbos yesh la'adam koach hadibur. It doesn't just mean don't talk about vachadika things. Don't talk about the stock market and corona. Don't talk about sports and politics. It doesn't just mean that the content of our conversation on Shabbos should be different during the week. But it means our very capacity to speak, our very power of speech is different. During the week, our speech is stunted. So much noise and so much distractions and so much technology. But Shabbos, we can speak. L'daber davar. L'daber davar. Shabbos, we can find that power of speech. And how do we use it? To converse, to connect, to sing zmiros, to daven. How do we use that power of speech to come back? How do we use that power of speech to be uplifted? So this Parshas Mishpatim, a little innocuous pasuk, rak shivto yitain. When someone's hurting, when they're injured, when they're harmed, they deserve shivto sheves. They have to be paid for the time they worked, missed off of work. But also shivto yitain, your Shabbos, shivto. Everyone has their own Shabbos. What is our Shabbos? Who are we this Shabbos? And when we experience and we lean in, when we immerse ourselves and invest in getting the most out of our Shabbos, v'rapo yirape. Shabbos is healing and restorative. It's rejuvenating and uplifting. Shabbos is energizing and elevating. Take advantage and have the happiest, the holiest, and the healthiest Shabbos. Recovered Shabbos Kodesh, Chevra. Recovered Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos. Have a great Shabbos. Prepare your Dibur. Dibur Shishash Shabbos. Let the speech of Shabbos be different than during the week. Ayon Shabbos, Ayon Shabbos. Have a great Shabbos, everybody. Take care.